Chapter 4, Fear False Evidence Appearing Real. One of the main impediments for people learning to project is fear. If you're afraid of the astral world, rest assured you're not alone. Fear of the unknown is a quite natural emotion that has to be understood and overcome. When you cross this hurdle, your whole life will be enriched. Fear of projection can present itself in many forms. Are you frightened by just the thought of separation from the physical body? Are you intimidated about entering a world with completely new rules and laws? Do you feel there is something evil waiting for you out there? Do you believe that there are heinous spirits trying to stop you from projecting? Do you feel you might not be able to return to your body? Do you fear you might die? Do you fear someone might cut your silver cord? More on silver cord later. Do you feel you might be harmed in some way as a result of projection? Are you afraid you might be possessed? Do you fear you will go insane? Nothing is farther from the truth. Be assured that the above fears are all false evidence appearing real. All these fears are just in our minds, and they can very well be conquered. People who fear most are those who do not fully understand the nature of OOBE. Their fears can be replaced by knowledge and understanding. Let us discuss some facts that might help to dispel some of the common fears. The astral plane is a manifestation of our own inner fears. So, if we have no fear, we won't meet fear. It is as simple as that. Overview of some common fears. Fear of harm. Remember, there is nothing that can harm us while we're out of our body. On the astral plane, we're the creators. We can create whatever we want. We can create good and we can create bad if we're convinced that evil is out there. And if we already have pictured in our minds what this evil looks like, we should not be surprised to meet our creation. The devils we create become real and solid in the next dimension because we created them. If we ever bump into an unwanted devil, it must be faced with courage. It's just like an exam that must be passed before we can project freely. Once we face our fears, we'll find that those fears are only hollow threats that will crumble into nothing. Fear or not being able to return to the body. If there's a fear of not returning to the body, think about this. We always leave our body every night when we sleep. All these years, were we ever not able to return? So why should we not return this time? We will get back to the body every time. Believe it or not, the problem with projection is always staying out, never getting in. You can do everything in our power not to come back, but to no avail. No matter what you do, you will always come back. You will always be able to return to your body, even if you don't want to. Fear of being possessed. You can never be possessed during an OOBE. The astral body and the physical body are connected by a silver cord. We will talk more about this cord later, as I've said. It is not possible for any entity to sever this cord and get inside the body, so we're quite safe during an OOBE. A person's physical body and mind cannot be infiltrated or possessed during astral projection. The physical body, mind, during OBE is in a very sensitive state. An energy field is produced during OBE and extends in all directions around the body. This is very sensitive and will cause an OBE to abort if someone or something not well known and friendly penetrates this field. Fear of the unknown. To a certain degree, this fear will always be with us because even after hundreds of projection, there will be something unknown out there. But it is well to remember that whenever we explore unknown territories, nothing can harm us. As discussed before, we're invulnerable in our astral form and our body has excellent defense mechanisms to protect us during a projection. If we ever encounter something dangerous or with malicious intent, we can think about our physical body and immediately we are back inside. Some tips on overcoming your fear. You are on a mission. The very first step in overcoming fear is to take your projection session seriously. Consider it as a mission to get out of your body. Be like an explorer just waiting to discover unknown lands. Have a desire to explore your own realities. Develop a schedule. If possible, fix a time every day when you can quietly practice. As soon as you start taking your practice seriously and have a strong conviction that you have to succeed, you will start to see your fears gradually melting away. Once you start confronting your fears a few times, you will no longer be afraid of them, and this would help you not only on the astral plane, but also on the physical plane. You will find yourself becoming more patient, courageous, and understanding in your day-to-day life, and needless to say, you would be a happier person too. Read everything you can and know what to expect. We should read everything we can regarding OOBE and become familiar with all aspects of OBE. We should know what to expect during and after the exit out of body. If we know what awaits us, we will be mentally prepared. I'll give you an example. If you're walking on a road and know there is a banana peel in front of you, will you step on it? Probably not. It's the same with astral projection. If you know what to expect, you will know what to do and what not to do. Practice and face your fears head on. But if we just theoretically read all about dealing with fear and controlling our emotions, it will not help much. There is no substitute for personal experience. We ultimately need to face our fears head on. Unreasonable fears can be diffused by facing up to the source and going through the frightening activity so that we can prove to ourselves that no harm comes to us. In doing so, we can eliminate our fears that tend to cloud and frustrate the process of discovering our non-physical reality. Your first OBE is likely to be a quick one, out and back in again. But the next might be a little longer, and the next longer yet. For each time you make it back safely, a chunk of fear is taken away. Be patient, practice often, and soon OOBEs, like swimming, will be second nature to you. Be positive. There's some truth in the saying, attitude is everything. Surely having the right attitude before you venture into anything really makes a lot of difference. If you approach OOBEs with a negative attitude, your experience is likely to be unpleasant. But if you have a positive mindset, your experience will be a wonderful experience. Affirmations. One very effective way to overcome any kind of fear is to immediately begin repeating a safety affirmation such as, I am protected and safe, no harm can come to me. Any brief, positive statement will be effective. As we repeated our affirmations, our fears will diminish and eventually disappear. I am totally protected and safe. Nothing can harm me. I have nothing to fear. I create my own fears. If I don't create fear, there is nothing to fear. Project during the day. A big part of projection-related fear stems from trying to OOBE at night. At night, the world is dark and eerie. Fear of the dark is a natural fear of the unknown that stems from childhood. Astral realms may be bright and clear, but projectors have to get past the perceptions they have about darkness. One of the best ways to overcome this is to practice the OBE exit during daylight hours. Practicing during daytime will give you more confidence and make you achieve results faster. If you have to practice at night, you might consider switching on some dim lights before projecting. Fear is something that we have to overcome in order to advance in astral projection. These fears will take on some form or the other and reoccur until it has been overcome completely. We must release ourselves from the death grip of fear and set ourselves free. This will make our astral journeys very enjoyable. And that brings us to the end of this chapter. In the next chapter, we'll talk about how to prepare for astral projection.